Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Naked Departure Talk Show. This show is live and interactive, and we invite the audience to join the discussion. You can call into the studio by clicking on the Skype button which appears on the show page, or by calling us on 1-914-205-5805. Alternatively, you can post your questions or comments in the chat room, which also appears on the show page. Thank you for tuning in. The management of Naked Departure Talk Show does not represent, endorse, or validate any views, opinions, products, or services promoted on this show.
Good morning. Today is Saturday, August 27th, 2016. This is Sherry Veronica. I want to welcome everyone into the studio. All the listening audiences, welcome into the studio. Today, we want to talk about a paradox that happens with black people. It's everything white is good, everything black is bad. And I call it the Dharma paradox. And the reason I call it the Dharma paradox is because as a blogger, I took in a blog from someone by that name. And after she realized that when she gave a blog to NakedDeparture.com stating that she was raped in Barbados, and she was attacked by comments and commenters who were saying she was actually drunk, or it didn't happen that way, or such and such. But the thing about it is she did not garner the sympathy that she expected that she would have garnered putting out a blog about her being raped in Barbados. And she asked me to take it down, and I don't usually take anything down if it's the truth. And that's what we ask for. We ask for the truth. When you send in a story to Naked Departure, the truth and nothing else but the truth. So the blog stayed, and because the blog stayed, she acted as though I stole the blog, I took it out of her head, this and that. Whatever else sprung out of that blog, she thinks of me as an enemy. She's not my enemy. She cannot be my enemy. She's nothing to me. But I call it the Dharma paradox, because in Barbados, someone can see her on the street drunk. Someone can see that something is wrong with her because she would engage you in her inbox or on your social media page for hours talking about one thing. And then she was accused other person of being that thing. But Bajans allow this. Bajans tolerate her. Bajans listen to her. When I say Bajans, I'm talking about black people. Now, if anyone in their right mind can ever think that as an illegal alien in Texas, that you can go to Texas and try to garner support to hand over a white woman, that is a ludicrous. That will never happen. But yet she's entertained in Barbados for doing this same thing. What has slavery done to us? Let's welcome Charlie Spice into the studio. Everyone knows him. He's the one that introduces the show every show. He is trying to regulate the sex industry in Barbados and probably other places. And we want to welcome Charles into the studio. Welcome, Charles.
Thank you very much for having me on your show. It's been a very long time. As a matter of fact, I don't think I've been in a studio for an interview for months now. So it's interesting. Thank you very much. And your topics are very, I'm very keen on your topics. When you contacted me, you wanted to know about why is white better than black. And, you know, if I may go back in history, there was a gentleman by the name of Louis Lynch, and he did a presentation or a speech, which is referred to as Willie Lynch, Willie Lynch Letter. He was invited from the West Indies to the banks of Virginia, I think in 1712, and his purpose there was to educate slave owners how to manage slaves, and it was known as the making of a slave. And he talked about putting black slaves, lighter skin slaves against darker skin slaves, older slaves against younger slaves. He was pointing out that you should use the differences with the slaves against them, and he boasts that his strategy was going to bear fruit and be around for centuries to come, and that is so true. Recently, I saw a documentary on YouTube where they use a black doll and a white doll with little kids, and the sociologist was asking the kids, all of them were black kids, which doll is better? 15 out of 20 said the white doll is better. She asked, which doll is more attractive? 18 out of 20, as I imagine, pointed to the white doll. She then asked, which one is uglier? And most of them pointed to the black doll. Then she asked, which one is like you? And they pointed to the black doll. That is the Willie Lynch syndrome affecting us today. Any comments before I continue?
Yeah, let's talk about Willie Lynch and who the demographic. Who was he talking about? Because the only people in history that were enslaved as long as they have been are blacks. So it seems as though, because the Indians, they tried it with the Indians. History must show that we must talk about these things. It was shown that every other looking species, I only believe there's one race, but yet all the other people from different countries, you can pull a stunt on them and try to get them to work like that, but it never lasted. It never lasted. People never reproduced and created and brought children into that system. So why is it that the only people that were able to have a hard-on, to have an erection, to have sex, and willfully bring children into slavery to perpetuate it were black people? And that's what we have to look at. What is wrong with black people?
Yeah, well, Willie Lynch was speaking to white slave owners about blacks, and they all took on board his teachings, and they all practice it. So we're still affected by that today. I think one of the interesting questions that come to mind is why are Bajans perhaps more susceptible to this than Jamaicans? Because Jamaicans are very resilient, and they can stand up for the right more so than Bajans, who prefer to suffer in silence and continue to perpetuate this this indoctrination on ourselves. It's interesting that we do it to ourselves now. The white slave owners did it to us many years ago and continue to do so to some extent, but we to a large extent do it to ourselves. And why? These are questions that I'm not sure I'm qualified to give the answers, but certainly great conversation topic.
But you haven't addressed what I'm steering you to address. The fact of the matter is, you cannot enslave a human being. That is a fact. You cannot enslave a human being. And a fact is also that for some reason people saw black people, and that these are the only people in the world that were labeled as such. They label black people as not being quite human. We weren't human. They had to take it out because, you know, they started to say, you know what, civil rights and all other rights, and, you know, now they're saying that animals are going to be like human. They're doing that now too. The dogs and the primates, they're saying they have feelings, they have a sense of self, so we're going to start treating them not as animals, but they're going to have rights. That was done to black people. We were not automatic human beings. We were allowed. We were domesticated. And then they changed the laws to include us. We were the only people in the world that had that designation. We are the only people in the world that were enslaved and reproduced. You literally have children, 8, 9, no one are you telling me, Charles, that no one can say, you know what, this is not a good situation? You know, we are in a situation where we have to be in, we have to bow down to these white people. They can come in and have sex with our wives and our young children anytime. And we, if we run away, our feet get cut off. We've heard or we've seen them cutting out the stomachs and taking out children, stomping children under their boots just to keep us. Let's not bring children into this situation. And we also know, lest I forget, that there were some black people that committed suicide. There were some people that fought. But the fact of the matter is, the only set of people in the world that have ever been enslaved and sat comfortably in it are black people. And that's what I want you to address.
Okay, you mentioned that we cannot be enslaved, but the history of...
No, I say a human being. You cannot enslave a human being. So if you cannot enslave a human being, but black people were enslaved, what are we missing? Is there a link? Is something missing?
That's interesting. Black people have proven to be the best race to enslave. I mean, because we're weak and because we're strong. Because we're strong, we've been resilient, and we've been able to survive everything that was done to us. Because we're weak, we accept more so than other races what has happened to us. And so it's just proven that we're the better subject to indoctrinate into slavery. And today it meant to slavery or psychological slavery. But that's a deep question. I'm not sure I can answer the question why we as black people continue to be enslaved. So that's a deep one.
No, but you're Charles, you're skirting the question. And my question is succinct. My question is obvious. I am asking you a question, and I'm saying, if a human being cannot be enslaved, they cannot do it to the Indians, they cannot do it to the white man, they cannot, not for any, when they try to do it to the Jews, they have to put them in a gas chamber and say, you know what, let's kill the whole lot of them. This is not working out. You cannot enslave a human being. If I go anywhere and there are too many rules, I feel as though I'm drunk. I feel as though I'm going out of my... I cannot have too many rules placed on me because I have to have that freedom. You cannot enslave a human being. If your ancestors were enslaved, where did we come from, and were we actually human? Was there a sub-race? Was there something outside of the hominin or the Homo erectus or whatever stages it took from coming out of the cave? Was there something that they found that wasn't quite human, and we are part?
Yes, we are human, but, you know, history is answering the question for you. You keep referring to that we cannot be enslaved as human beings, but history has proven that incorrect. It has happened, and it continues to happen today. So, unless there's a particular point you want to discuss...
The particular point I'm trying to make is, and we're going to the Constitution of the United States, where it stated that black people were not quite human. We were not 100%. Are we human?
We were not considered to be human. And the white slave owners have actually inculcated that into our mentality that we were subhuman. I understand that people thought they were not human back then. I mean, and how could they? Based on the way they were treated. I think today we have a better consciousness about who we are as human beings, but still the economics of life itself will continue to enslave us.
That's an excuse. See right there, that's an excuse. That's an excuse. Because if every other... I have seen people come from Vietnam and they are on the nicest streets in Manhattan, like the Fifth Avenue and the Park Avenue, and they have their little, and they're set up. They could hardly speak English. Hardly speak English. And they have a spot on one of the most expensive expensive real estate in New York City. I've gone to them to get my my pedicures and my manicures. They could have, again, hardly speak English. You ask them, how long have you been in the United States? 6 months. 6 months! And they have their little store and their strip shop, and they have their clients, and they have their family, their little children, the back plane. They are together.
Yes.
There's something wrong. Speak to it. Don't be afraid. I know you have to live among. I know you have to live there in Barbados, but let's talk so that Barbados who are listening can understand.
Veronica, I think you're underestimating the power of all the lynchers around the world. I mean, they've done a phenomenal job on our psyche. I mean, and it's still affecting us. So I don't consider that we're subhuman, but the job that they've done on our psyche in terms of the making of a slave back in 1712, I think that is the reason why today you will see other people come from other countries and progress faster than we do, because we're still affected by that. I think, you know, how is it going to change? Another interesting question, but I think therein lies the answer, somewhere in there.
So okay. Okay, let's talk sensibly now, because it seems as though let's talk about the educational system. If you say that you've come out of slavery and to progress, we have to know the past and you have to do things differently, because if you continue to do the same thing, it's considered madness. Do you fault the educational system in Barbados for producing technicians instead of producing people who are inventive and innovative, people who should start their own businesses? I mean, Maloney, you don't have to call any names. I'll call the names. Maloney is running things. Burkham, the Williams family. We know that the people in Barbados that are running things are all white. For a place that was a center, because you do know that Barbados was the center of the slave trade. It was a slave port. Barbados was
I believe that the educational system in Barbados needs to lend itself more to entrepreneurism. I do believe that. I think we need to talk more to become business owners and entrepreneurs and so forth. We're not doing enough of that. But going back to the original thought, now that I'm thinking more about it, because I didn't have time to prepare for this discussion, but, you know, the Willie Lynch's started the process, but unfortunately, black people took over that process, and we're using the same principles against each other.
Yes.
So it's difficult for us to come out of it, because we're now, the black people are now enslaving the black people.
Yeah.
And the crab in the bucket mentality will exist today, and it will continue to exist. I don't know for how long. So they've done a masterful job. When Willie Lynch said back then that this will affect niggers, as he put it back then, for centuries to come, he was right. He was right. This was written, and it's perpetuated. And now we carry it on. We now have class differences and amongst each other, and we carry on the same principle. We were taught by the white slave owners to do it to ourselves. How can we get out of this vicious downward spiral?
Yeah, like I started the show saying, can you imagine a black Bajan in a white forum in Texas asking people or ordering people or telling people what they should do to a white Texan? But yet, it is so normal for a white Texan to get on the Facebook page of predominantly black people and order them around. It is a disgusting thing to behold. It's just absolutely disgusting.
You told me the story, and I don't think a black person would even imagine for 1 minute they would get support to go against a white individual in a similar situation. So they wouldn't even bother to try, some people. And the fact that if a white individual can assume, regardless of their financial status, can assume that they can come into a black society and turn blacks against a black individual, again, it is handed down from Willie Lynch. It's amazing. But because they know that we will fight against each other, we will put each other down, we will grab any opportunity to talk badly, to hold each other down, to put a spoke in one's wheel. We do this every day. It's unbelievable. And there's a difference in the way this is done here in Barbados, the way it's done in Jamaica and other countries. I find that Nigerians, for example, although they may be painted with a very negative brush for other things, I find that Africans pull together more so than Caribbean people, and in particular, Bajans.
Okay.
This is a serious curse that we're under, and I don't know. I think it's more than just historical. It's more than just, you know, I think it's now superstitious now. I'm beginning to become superstitious because this has to be some sort of curse. And I don't see how we're going to get from under it.
Okay. Are you, okay, I'm doing my bit. I think everyone knows of nakeddepartures.com, and we know that people will try to bring us down because, you know, the pedophiles need to have young girls to have sex with, and, you know, the down low people want to go home to their wives and their girlfriends, and they want to keep that all under wraps. So we know that we will have haters, but we still push through. We try to push through everything. What are you doing, Charlie, to educate Barbadians?
Well, whenever I have a conversation with anyone, I'm very honest about my feelings, and I am very quick to say that something is negative. I don't accept what people try to stuff down my throat, and that's the, you know, I kind of live within my own world of the sex industry, and as a result, I don't get out of that. But as it relates to my world, I keep it real. I always keep it real. And if I hear anyone speaking on another subject matter and it's not real, I will bring them back into line, because I will not stand by and let someone say something that I believe is nonsense, or someone do something to another and not remark about it. You are doing you are on a different level. I mean, you have a public platform, which is very effective. As a matter of fact, I have to tell you now, I have the opportunity, you have changed the consciousness in this country unbelievably. I mean, you've got people thinking twice about doing something wrong to others. You've got lawyers thinking twice. You've got police officers thinking twice. And no doubt, they will try to shut you down. As a matter of fact, when you were off the air for just a couple of days, I was inundated, bombarded with all kinds of questions about, you know, what's happening, even though people know I'm not operationally involved in your show. But you know, I think there is a place for what you're doing, and with certain, and I've seen you evolve. I've seen you look at some of the areas that I would have suggested to you to look at. I've seen you look at it, I've seen you change, and I believe there's a place for you, and you need to stay aligned and keep within a certain framework that I see you going towards.
Thank you. Getting back to the fact that black people were the only ones enslaved, and I don't want to talk about Willie Lynch. I want to talk about the psyche, the mentality of black people and the ones who remained in slavery. How is that possible? How was it possible that no one else in the world that could have happened to, not for generation after generation? I mean, what, it was, there is 500 years plus, maybe not in Barbados, but the whole slave trade. It's like pushing, like a half, you know, half a millennium, you know, like 500 years, I mean.
Let's go back pre-Willie Lynch. First of all, other races were enslaved, not just blacks. And blacks proved to be the best subjects for slavery. And I think that because we blacks enslaved each other in Africa before the white slave owners came to Africa. So we were already accustomed to slavery. It was normal for us to be enslaved. And I think that's one of the many reasons we were better subjects for slavery and still are today.
Well, I think not kind of you, Charles, but I think every place had its own penal system. You may call it slavery, but I think it was a penal system that if a black person stole something, they became that person's slave until it was repaid. There wasn't really like jails like there are now. You would just be that person's slave until whatever you took or whatever tort or whatever, you know, whatever you did to that person had to be repaid. So like I said, every place has its own penal system. Why have black people been the only ones in the world that have reproduced into it for centuries?
That is a mystery, and it's interesting. As a matter of fact, right after the show, I'm going to research this because you've got me intrigued by this. Because other races, although they were enslaved, you see, and other races that were enslaved, I think some of those races died out to the harsh treatment and yellow fever and so on. Slavery with blacks proved to be good. Well, let's not talk about why it was really a good subject. You want to talk about the psyche, I don't know. I don't know if it's because or the treatment against us was so harsh that people's fear of going back there causes them to perpetuate slavery against other people.
It wasn't any much harsher than what they did to the American Indians. They stuck hot metal and rods up the American Indians' asses. They raped the women. They slaughtered the men and had them hanging from trees. They did everything.
They almost eradicated the supply of Indian slaves
in
America.
But they didn't become slaves. The Indian woman would lay down with the white man and cut his throat when he's sleeping.
Yes.
That is something we know that that's history. He can have sex with her, all right, but he should not fall asleep. Don't fall asleep.
But the black woman would lay down and sleep with the white man,
yes,
get kids and try to put her kids against the black kids.
Yes.
Why? Again, the magic question. That's interesting. I've never heard any documentaries to explain that. Why our psyche, causes us to perpetuate slavery. I've never heard that discussed. Do you have an analogy about it?
Yeah, there's a video that I have on my Facebook page, and I have it on nakeddepartures.com. Goodbye, Uncle Tom. That's the name of the movie. It was not well acted. Some people said that it was so good that they surpassed the acting, but it was truthful. It was historic. It was someone who says, we're going to tell the truth. This is not going to be Roots, and this is not going to be 12 Years a Slave. Nothing. This is real. And it showed, that's the closest I've ever seen to a truthful examination of slavery, because what you saw in that particular movie, it was an hour and 40-something minutes, could show how you can break the mind and the spirit of a human being. If they were human then, they certainly did not emerge as humans in the end, because even the wives in that particular time period would think that if their husbands had sex with a slave, it was bestiality. That's how they would think of it. It could not be that it's not as though the husband is cheating with another woman. It was like having sex with a goat or sheep or like having sex with a dog.
Yes. You know, there's something to be said about the length of time that black people have been enslaved.
Exactly.
That could contribute to our psyche, to that mentality being so ingrained in our veins, in our blood, that we cannot shake it. It could be part of the problem, because I don't think any other race has been enslaved as long as we have.
No, you're wrong. It's not that no other slave, no other race has been enslaved. No one would tolerate it. Because you're trying to say is, other slave, some was this and some. No other race allowed it. No other race allowed it. No other race sat comfortably in that situation. There was always someone who was planning to cut the cord, to cut the throat, to get away. Even we hear Harriet Tubman would say, she could have saved so many more, but they didn't even realize they were in slavery.
I think that a lot of black people today, I don't think they realize that they're still suffering from this, because it's become so normal for them, and this is what they're taught in their home. And I think that is, I think we need to have a better consciousness. We need to have more education about this, because the problem is within us. The problem is not only the white slave owner enslaving us. It's that we enslavers, we need to be more conscious of this. I think that education has to guide us in that direction as well, to understand this problem that we have. So if you want a formal education, I think maybe more needs to be done in that direction.
Okay, well, we can.
That's an interesting, very interesting topic. You caught me off guard with this one.
Well, we can continue it tomorrow. We can go into the industry that you're in, and you could update us as to what's happening in the region. And you know, you could come back tomorrow, I guess. But it needs.
I will certainly come. If I do come on tomorrow, I will be better informed about the psyche that we're suffering from in terms of slavery and perpetuation.
Thank you so very much. We've run out of time. Thank you very much, Charles, for joining me today. Thank you, everyone. Have a nice Saturday.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of this episode of Naked Departure Talk Show. If you would like to appear as a guest on the show, simply email our producer at nakeddeparture@gmail.com or message us directly from the show page. We would love to have you as a guest on the show. You can listen to a repeat of this episode at any time in the future. Simply go to our show page at blogtalkradio.com/nakeddeparture and follow the links. I would like to thank our guests, the discussion panel, and the production team. I would also like to thank the listeners for tuning in and giving us an audience. We will now leave you with the sweet jazzy sounds of Trade Winds by Alan Trotman and Jonathan Butler.